This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, it's intriguing to hear all of this quarterback over, and I don't know how much
I'm tired of talking about it. I want to see him on the field. Let's go.
Yeah, I do too, but I just think the Browns have a method to their madness. At least I hope they do. Don't you?
Yeah, I think their method is who we're going to take in 2026.
I hope that's not true. I really do. I hope that one of these guys here, one of these guys that are here right now can take care of business. By the way, the Browns preseason is here, Jeff, and the quarterback storylines, as we're saying, it's just really beginning if you really want to look at it this way.
Yeah.
The roster decisions for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski could get interesting. So don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
Chuck is in Cleveland. Chuck, thank you for your patience. We appreciate you hanging on there.
Hey, man.
I waited, but I wanted to get this point across. You know, Jeff, what's going on, Jeff and Andy, they got too many quarterbacks.
Yep.
You know, that's why you're not getting a fair amount of reps for the rookies.
Sure.
And another thing, they should get this draft position with the rookies out of their head and should say, we're going on what we see here, you know.
They have to do that, Chuck. You're absolutely right. Right now, the draft doesn't matter. Right now, they're all just Cleveland Browns and you play the best guy.
And that should go for age, too.
Yeah, you go on what you see, you know. And so if you got a guy – you know, you got to visualize the future. You got a guy that's practicing with the twos and the threes and can move the ball. You should say, well, what would he do with the ones? But you can't do it because you picked a guy ahead of him in the third round, which is going to cause like, well, that was a wasted pick. So we can't show this third round guy up with the fifth round guy. But you're cramming this stuff into the third round guy, all the ones and all the plays and everything, and he gets out there and he's got more pressure on him than the fifth guy that was picked in the fifth round. So, I mean, they're making this thing. I don't know what's going to happen here. And then now you're looking towards next year already, and we haven't even started the season. You know, it's just a big mess. That's all I had to say, guys.
Chuck, thank you and appreciate your patience. Here's the thing. We all know Shadur is not getting the same type of reps that Dillon Gabriel has had during camp. Can we just say this? Maybe it's because they think one guy's more ready to handle what they want to throw at him than the other guy. Maybe they think Dillon's more ready, played more college football at a higher level in more difficult, challenging offenses. Could that not be it?
Yeah, that absolutely could be it.
Right.
I mean, may not have to do with draft. We put guys in a box. Your box is you're over 40. Your box is...
No, it's not a box. That's just a fact.
Okay, Andy. Well, then these are all... But the problem is can you look at them as a quarterback and not as a 40-year-old quarterback? Can you look at them as a quarterback, not as a third-round draft pick? Can you look at them as a quarterback who was, trying to figure out if things went sideways in Pittsburgh, and you can respect the fact that he played on a Super Bowl championship team? Can we get a guy out of the box that was drafted in the fifth round that a lot of people question... that's exactly right. You're looking at the quarterback and taking away every one of these guys has a stigma. All four of them do. Why can't they just be quarterbacks?
Larry's in Twinsburg. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I just want to know this. Okay, you guys want to baby these quarterbacks. How did you do? Why they just don't do what the Redskins did? They had a rookie.
How
Bam,
often
put
does
him
that
in
happen?
There, got
How
him
often
ready.
Does- How often does that happen?
What happened?
How often does that happen, though? Wait, why is it babying a quarterback by giving a guy time? How did Aaron Rodgers work out? How'd that work out? How'd Brett Favre work out? The only quarterback that I feel
you
like...
You guys been babying these quarterbacks to get the same results.
Now I'm going to age... But I just... Why can't we just
Joe
take
Flacco
a deep
ain't
breath?
Gonna do nothing.
Okay, so Flacco's not going to do nothing. That's great. I'd rather give a guy that's done something on the field at some point, and I don't care what you're going to say about the last 2 years, give him the opportunity to fail. He's earned it. Come on, neither one of these guys has taken a snap in the NFL. Neither one of them have played against anybody in a preseason game. Can we give them a minute to get used to being in the league? Why do we have to throw rookies on the field right away? I think we're asking for failure by doing that. I think Shedeur Sanders has the opportunity of a lifetime here if they give it to him. I think Gabriel has the opportunity of a lifetime if they give it to him. Can we just all chill out?
See, that's the problem, because these dudes, they're going to either sink or swim. I think there's another case of DTR.
I don't want it to be DTR. That's why I'm glad they're kind of holding back a little bit. Thanks, Lair.
The one thing, remember, last year, you had a lot of rookies come in and actually play. It wasn't just in Washington. Caleb Williams played in Chicago. It didn't go real well. Jaden Daniels played in Washington. Went real well. Drake May played in New England. Went pretty well. Bo Nix played. Michael Penix eventually played. I mean, you had guys who stepped in and did a good job. We're going to see what J.J. McCarthy can do this year. Nix was really good in Denver. So last year, guys stepped in. The only guy who didn't start right away was Michael Penix. And the other guys all stepped in there and did the job. Clearly, the Browns don't think their two young guys are ready, or they'd have been the starting quarterback. And so that's where Andy's right. If they're not ready, then you don't throw them out there. If you thought they were ready, then Joe Flacco is not going to be your starting quarterback.
Agree.
I don't think there's any question about that. Terry's in Euclid, home of the Panthers. What's up, Terry?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a few points. Just bear with me here.
Go.
First of all, is the Philadelphia Eagles stupid? Do they do bad evaluation of talent? Why did they give away Kenny Pickett for DTR? If Pickens was all that, I would have kept him as my backup quarterback if I thought he was a starting quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Back somewhere else. That's the first point. Second point is, why aren't the Browns looking at Stephon Gilmore or at Asante Samuels, the second, to bring in as a cornerback in case, like we say, Denzel Ward's going to miss some time. I mean, we need an experienced corner on this team. My thing with this quarterback battle is, you can't tell me that they're not looking at draft position. And the good point that Dale Ryder made was, if they weren't going to give him a chance, why did they even draft him in the fifth round? They should have just and you traded up to get him at that. They should have just went on and picked somebody else and went on that way.
We'd have less drama if that's true, right? We'd have a lot less drama.
Last point is, listen, I want you to take away all their NFL experience this year. Would you have picked any of these quarterbacks over Shedeur Sanders, Bo Nix, the May? Any of those guys over Shedeur Sanders?
Each and every one.
Coming out of college.
Each and every one.
Why?
I think they're better.
And they're on better teams.
I think they're better. And I hope Shador gets better and joins that group, Terry.
Nobody answers that question why when I ask why these quarterbacks are better.
Terry, I don't think you have an answer because we haven't seen any of them play in a real NFL game yet.
No, he's talking about the guys from last year, Andy.
Oh, wait. What am I missing?
You can say one guy has an arm. Okay, you can point that out. One guy can run. You can point all that out. But you have no answer of those guys that came in and played. Bo Nix was not supposed to be drafted in the first round.
But he was, and he played well.
Well, he did. But I'm saying before his NFL career. And that's the point I'm trying to make. They're not going to give Sanders a chance. If they're not, just trade him then.
Terry, I hope the kid plays here, is phenomenal, and is the quarterback for 15 years. He's going to have to work for it because NFL teams clearly didn't think he was ready to come in and run a franchise. Otherwise, he's not sitting on the board in the fifth round for the Browns to trade up for. People are giving the Browns you-know-what because they traded up for him and they're not giving him a chance. How many fifth-round picks actually play? We've gone over that time and time again. How many actually make it? The number is not very many. And people are screaming at the Browns, they shouldn't have done this, they're not giving him a chance. No, they're actually giving him every chance in the world to succeed by doing what Andy has said they should do with him, which is take their time. Let him figure it out. He's not going to succeed from everything we've been told, on and off the record, from people who know what they're talking about, by being thrown onto the football field right now. Take your time and let him develop, and maybe you end up with something. Andy's right about that. This kid, from everything we've been told, from people we respect, is not ready to be an NFL quarterback yet. That's okay. Maybe he is next year. And if they get the number one pick and draft somebody, well, then maybe they can trade him. And then you've ended up with two quarterbacks and you get something else in return. Just everybody calm down, man. They're trying to make him succeed, Andy. They're not setting him up to fail. They're trying to set him up to succeed. The fact that people don't get that is mind-boggling to me.
No, the fact that we're two preseason games in and Sanders already had the opportunity as a fifth-round draft pick, which, as obviously you've heard me, I hate putting stigmas on
him. He started by default, though, because everybody was hurt.
Because Tyler Huntley wasn't ready. That's what the story was.
And Pickett was hurt. Everybody else was hurt.
But here's what blows my mind away. We're two preseason games in, and you're so antsy about this that the fact that he hasn't run with the ones, but he has run against the ones defense, he's taken the second and third team offense and gone up against the ones there, but no one wants to consider that. We're two preseason games in, and you're talking about trading him in a league where you know quarterbacks have a difficult time of going 17 games for an entire season. Think about how silly that is and how anxious you're being about saying you want to trade Sanders now. That's like, and maybe they will. Maybe you're right. I'm sitting here going, take a deep breath on what we're watching. Let's see what happens. If Flacco fails in the beginning of the season, then you are all right because the majority of you think this season's going to suck anyway. So what do they have to lose by putting him in the best position, whether it's Sanders or Gabriel, to get better, understand the system they want to run, and become successful when they hit the field rather than throwing them into a fire where they have no idea what's going on? Why?
Eric's in Akron. Eric, you get about 30 seconds.
What's up, E?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to be a little cooler and calmer about this. I think we can all agree that most likely the Browns are around 5-6 wins this year. And if that's the case, we have two rookie quarterbacks on our roster with Joe Flacco starting currently. We are probably going to draft a quarterback next year. So that leads me to one of two outcomes. Either you play the rookies now to figure out what you have, or you wasted draft picks, because we all know that if we get to the draft next year and we're not a good football team, we're taking a quarterback high.
Eric, thank you very much. Here's the thing. Don't mean to cut you off. You don't waste draft picks on quarterbacks if they can actually play in the league. And we don't know that yet. So don't say they've wasted draft picks yet, because you don't know that. We'll find out if they can play or not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.